back, sweetie. Glad to have you back home. All right. Well, with this series, Is Jesus Lord of Your Life? Today, we're going to ask a question that you may not quite understand, and hopefully we're going to explain it to you. So Larry, here we go. Now, that doesn't look exactly how you might phrase something. Is Jesus Lord of your what?
Hope.
The number one thing that most people have lost in this country is hope. Why? We're going to talk about it. Bow your head with me, please. Is every head bowed and every eye closed? Father, may you truly be the Lord of our hope. For Father, our hope is in you. Father, as we look at your word today, Father, may it truly, truly bless us. May it truly challenge us. And may we truly accept your word. Father, we need to be a people of hope. We need to be a people that understands that God is in control, even when it looks like it's the darkest hour. If we know Jesus as Lord and Savior, He is and will always be our Savior. Father, may we truly understand as we look into this series, is Jesus Lord of your life? It's an inward question that every one of us needs to ask ourselves in these last days. May we truly understand Jesus is coming soon. And all of God's people said,
Amen.
All right, here we go. Lamentations. Now, before I get into this, this is probably one of Monica's favorite scriptures to quote almost every day. I want you to look at it. It is of the Lord's loving kindness that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every what?
Morning.
Great is our faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in Him.
Amen.
Now, the reason people lose hope is it's based on other things. Let me tell you what the world says your hope's based on. It's based on your bank account. No wonder people are losing hope. It's based on the stock market. Well, Lord, no wonder people are losing hope. It's based on your employer. No wonder people are losing hope. It's based on feelings. Well, no wonder we're losing hope. If it's based on any of that, your hope doesn't have a chance. Now, Satan will tell you your hope is based on things that are things. Like how I put that? You know, your job is a possession. Your money is a possession. Your vehicle is your possession. Your house is your possession. So if I lose some of that, then Lord knows I'm going to lose a lot of hope. The trouble of it is, let's look at it from this real simple fact. I've done a lot of funerals. Well over 535 years. I've looked at a lot of people in a casket. Now let me tell you something right now. There wasn't a checkbook in the casket. There wasn't a car in the basket. There wasn't a house in the basket. Okay? There wasn't anything in that. Only thing was in there was just a deceased mind. You understand that so far? Where your hope needs to be is something that when you take your last breath, you don't care about cars, houses, money, wealth, health, any of that other stuff. You don't worry about that more, because that doesn't come into play anymore. As long as my hope is in what? Jesus. Say it with me. Jesus. You can't lose hope, because you can't lose Jesus if you truly have Jesus. I believe that. You can't lose that. He doesn't grab a hold of you and then just let you go the first time you see him. If you did that, he'd be way out of my sight. The Lord knows, look at this congregation, y'all never see him again, would you? It's not based on my sin. It's based on the fact that I'm saved from sin. Jesus doesn't expect us to be perfect. Although we don't use that as an excuse, I'm never going to be perfect. But I will be held accountable for my actions. And believe me, there's a lot of people across this globe that need to be in God's house. They may have their name on a membership, maybe on a roll, as they used to call it 30 years ago. Churches don't have rolls no more. They got computers. And I don't know whether that's good or not, Alice, but that's what we got anymore. All right? We don't take you off the roll, we delete you. We don't put a stamp on it and mail it to a church. We email it, and then we delete you. There's no deletion when it comes to Jesus. Okay, if we truly know him. And I use that phrase a lot, if you truly know him. Because there's a lot of people, I believe, because Jesus even said it, are going to say, Lord, Lord, I'm here. He's going to say, sorry. You don't have an address here because I never knew you. Depart from me. Man. And I promise you, whether you're watching me by internet or in this congregation, those were the words that you never want to hear. For Jesus to say, depart from me, I never knew you. How does he know you? How does he know you? Because you accept his son. That's how God knows you. When you truly do it, when you believe it, and you put action behind the belief. Again, you're never going to be perfect. We're not asking you to be perfect. God's Word's not asking you to be perfect. But God's Word is asking you to be faithful. There's a difference. There's a difference between perfection and being faithful. This means yes. You believe that? Do you understand that? He does expect you to be faithful. Well, we've got a lot of people who are going to fail at that. You understand that? You're going to fail at that. Faithful to what? Faithful to Jesus. And I always use the same phrase all the time. I understand something. Alright? You need to be faithful in your church attendance. If you're watching me on the internet, I'm here for you around the world. There's a church somewhere that you can go and you can get there. Church attendance. Praying. You need to pray daily. Sometimes 4 and 5 times a day. You need to be a praying people if you know Jesus. Understand that. Understand that. Need to be praying people. Look what this says. Every morning, if I'm allowed to get up, it's a good day. Understand that? It's another day God has allowed me to live, no matter what I'm facing. Look at this. Because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning, his compassion. In other words, every day when I get up, I'm forgiven. Every morning when I wake up, God has forgiven me every day. He's going to walk with me that day. He's going to be with me that day. Maybe I'm going to work. Maybe I'm going to surgery. Maybe I won't make it through the day. But he's with me no matter what. His compassions, his love, his forgiveness, his amazing grace will never fail me, even when I fail him. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Psalm says, behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him. Fear means respect. It's not like, again, I explain this all the time. This is not a word like we would use if you were scared of a ghost or whatever. It means respect. So, behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that respect him. Respect him, love him. You get the meaning. Upon them that hope in his loving kindness. Everybody within the sound of my voice needs to have hope. Don't put it in anything but Jesus. If you put it in anything else but Jesus, you'll lose. I don't care what it is. It doesn't matter what it is. that, you know, don't put your hope into anything but Jesus. Because when it's all said and done, Jesus is the one that's going to take you from this world to another world that you can't even imagine. Everybody understand that? Say amen.
Amen.
Now, to deliver, I like that word, deliver, their soul from death, and to keep them alive in famine. Now, famine here, what the psalmist is trying to say, every day we deal with famine, but it's not necessarily in your stomach. Famine means lock up. If I don't have any food, I can get hungry. It's lack of food. Well, in the world we live in, I'd say we got a lack of a lot of things. Huh? God, they even say now that even this wonderful country that I love is not even a godly nation anymore if you do the percentages. We got more people in this country that are non-Christian than people that are Christian. You know, maybe that's evident by the people in churches today across the globe. I don't know. The Bible says there will be a great falling away just before the trumpet sounds. Jesus said that. What is a great falling away? Falling away from God. Falling away from, not that He's falling away from us, but we fall away from Him. And how do you know that? It's because you put your hope in everything else but Jesus. And when you put your hope everything else but Jesus, it will fail. It will fail. It will fail. Now, I don't care what it is you put it in. It doesn't make any difference to me. It will fail. Because when I take my last breath, it doesn't matter how much money I have or how broke I am. It doesn't matter my status in life. I can be a multi-billionaire or I can have two pennies to rub together. It doesn't matter in the eyes of God. What matters is not what we have possessed in this lifetime, but do we possess Him in this lifetime? You with me?
Amen.
You understand that? That's what that means. Okay? If all of my eggs is in the basket of what the world says it is, then I'm going to understand what real famine is like. But just because the world's turned their back on God and you're not allowed to say Merry Christmas or you're not allowed to say, you know, the word Christian anymore, and maybe we are not in the majority anymore, believe me, we may not be in the majority anymore, but I serve one that doesn't matter how many millions and millions of people that will face Him on the Battle of Armageddon. He's going to blink His eyes and snap His fingers. I don't care how many atomic bombs China, Russia, Iran, anybody else has got, they're going to be destroyed at the snap of a finger. Because that's who I serve. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Time to finish up. Our soul has waited for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. Just another way of saying, when the famine comes, He's our help, He's our shield. All right, Larry. For our hearts shall rejoice in Him, because we have trusted in His holy name. Let thy loving kindness, O Lord, be upon us, according as we have hoped in thee. Where's our hope? Is He really truly the Lord of your hope? If He's the Lord of your hope, no matter what you're going to face today, what you're going to face tomorrow, He's going to be with you. He's going to be with you. His grace is going to be with you, and it's amazing. His love, His kindness, everything about the attributes of God is with you when you believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. They both need to go hand in hand. Is He your Lord? Is He your Savior? If He is truly the Lord of your hope, you're going to see it on how you talk, how you walk, how you act, where you go. You understand that? Because the biggest witness that we can be is when people see us in times of trouble not lose encouragement. That's the greatest witness. it's even greater than knocking door to door. Because when they see that you truly are in panic mode, and people are going to know when you're in panic mode, okay? When you say, I may be worried, and I can't help that, I still believe in the amazing grace of God. And God will get me through, get my child through, get my parents through, get my friends through, get my preacher through. He will do it because of His loving kindness. Oh Lord, be upon us according as we have hoped in Thee. And everybody said,
Amen.
Just stand with me. Michael begins to play. Every head is bowed, every eye is closed. Father, the most precious name of Jesus. In this moment, the question is really Jesus your Savior? If not, then the very first thing you need to do you need to come down this aisle and run it and say, Brother Roger, I want to accept Jesus. That's all you got to do. I'm going to ask you a question or two. I'm going to have a word of prayer with you. And I'm going to tell you what a wonderful day that this is because you now believe in Jesus Christ. It's going to be written down in the Lamb's Book of Life by the blood of Jesus. And then to those who are already saved but can't honestly say He's Lord of my life. Believe me, there have been times in my life when I was saved, but He was not the Lord of my life. It took some areas of my life to improve, and I could only do that by His grace. But let me tell you something, folks. He deserves to be Lord of your life. Not only does He deserve it, but He has for it. If you need a quiet time at this altar, we invite you to come. Jesus, His presence and His Holy Spirit are in this place. Father, again, we thank You. This is holy ground, holy moment. We're going to thank You in advance for forgiveness of sin in our lives as we confess that to You. Bless this invitation in Jesus' name. As every head is bowed and every eye is closed, would You come?